because I have, I know this is going to surprise you, I have some magical powers. You don't think so? Well, get where you can see. All right. I am going to make this toothpick jump. Okay? Now, y'all have to be quiet because you watched a toothpick. Huh? He's what? Oh, I'm not shaking my hand. Okay, now y'all watch. Jump. No. You don't think that's magic? Okay, let me close my eyes. See if I can do it more. I'm wanting that thing to jump off. It will jump off sometimes. Okay. Hang on. How do you... You got it. Is it moving? I have my eyes closed. I don't have any weight. Huh? It's not? Yes? No? Okay. What do you think about my special power? Huh? It's skill. My mental powers is skill? How am I doing it? Toothpicks at school, but if you're around with your family, what you do is you move that toothpick up your fingernail. Is that what you saw? Or did you just guess that?
No.
All right, you saw it. And if you move, you're not moving your hands, but like when you're, it makes a jump. Now, the reason I did that is because I was trying to deceive you. You know what deceiving means? I was trying to make you think that something that was true was not true. And in the Bible, we are told that Satan is a deceiver. As a matter of fact, listen. It says, this great dragon, the ancient serpent called the devil, or Satan, the one deceiving the whole world. And here's what I want you to understand. Is that the way that Satan works today is that many times he gets you to think that if you lie, that's not really a big deal. Or if you cheat, that's not really a big deal. Or if you do this or that, it's not that big of a deal. That God really doesn't say wrong is wrong and right is right. And the truth is he's trying to deceive you. And you need to understand that God's Word teaches us that Satan is a deceiver, and we don't need to be deceived. Some of your friends, as you get older, will try to deceive you and say, oh, go do this with us. It's not bad. And the truth is, it is bad. Satan is a deceiver. He tries to make you believe things that aren't the truth. Okay? Now, I've been praying we'd have enough candy this morning. The adults need to help me out. Here's what we're going to do. No, I'm not the whole package. I put these two balls in the bag stand. Now, if you don't like any of that candy, I have a mint, and then I have Valentine's candy for. So I have no clue what kind. Make a choice, and then if you want a mint, I have a mint. This is called, I prayed that God would multiply the candy. And I'm also praying the adults here that, who wants a mint? Who wants, we got a chocolate, mint. Is that everybody? Look, whoa, sorry, bud. There's still fishes left over, so. 5:14, 5:14.